off the ball.
Rugby.
Yeah, it was very, very tough, but the first objective was to rebuild my body. I wanted to take the needed time to come back in the best way as I can.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Carol, it's great to see you down here in Middleton. Can you tell us what brings you here today?
Yeah, we're with the FAI. We've got a pro licence cohort down here doing 3 days, tactically analysing our future opponents. So, yeah, good opportunity to check and challenge our thoughts, and good opportunity to be around a really good group of coaches.
Yeah, and great to see some of the players are playing today and seeing, I suppose, the futures that they have ahead of them.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, when we pulled in, I said, you know, I absolutely love coming to grassroots clubs, and I was at, you know, grassroots football for many, many years. I went into the pro game quite late, and when we pulled in, I thought, one, what a great facility, but two, what an opportunity. You know, we don't get opportunities like this too often to come into grassroots clubs, so this for me is really important and something I love doing. And yeah, me and Heimer spoke in the office a couple of weeks ago, and we said, look, if we're going to be down in Cork, how do we get out and visit some clubs? So we're delighted that, you know, we managed to get that done, and yeah, delighted to be here.
You're a year in the job now. I imagine the last year's been a whirlwind, has it?
Yeah, it has. It's I think it's fair to say when I took over, there was a lot of work that needed to be done, both on and off the pitch. It was a difficult time, and I think we've progressed a lot this year, and I think we've shown that, you know, we've got a real identity to the way we want to play. We've shown that now we can be brave and we can play with the ball. You know, historically, the Irish national teams maybe played a little bit more without the ball. So it's just that belief and consistent messaging around being confident to play. And we've achieved that this year. You know, we finished the year really strong, you know, beating Belgium and playing in the way we did, you know, not just beating them, but actually playing in a way that we deserve to win the games. And I think that puts us in a really good position for what's next.
And obviously a fantastic squad of players at your disposal. Denise O'Sullivan is an icon around these parts.
Oh, listen, she is an absolute joy to work with. I talk about her a lot. You know, when Liverpool were interested, I said to Gareth Taylor, you will not find a better midfielder. You know, she's an absolute pro. She's somebody that, in my opinion, I think she can play top four in England. I think that she's a top professional, and by the way, what an unbelievable human being she is. She drives standards every day. She's always there. She's someone that's, you know, you have really good conversations with, and she's a credit to Cork.
It's an easy comparison to make because Roy Keane's from Cork, but they're quite similar characters and quite similar players almost.
Yeah, look, two legends, aren't they? And you obviously you can breed a few more out there for us. That would be great.
Some big games coming up now for your team as well. It's a very exciting time.
Yeah, look, I think when the draw came out, you're looking at it and you're saying the massive, massive games. You know, France and Netherlands are two of the best teams in the world, and Poland are a really good side as well. So we know our work's cut out. We know we're the underdogs, but look, we'll relish that. We'll thrive on it. We'll make sure we're ready. You know, we'll be prepared, and we have to make it difficult. So we've got to use every single one percenters to try and get those results.
Introducing a new Off the Ball football podcast original. Richie McCormick's Sliding Doors. These are the stories of those big money deals that just didn't quite happen.
Ronaldo. He's made space for himself. Ronaldo shot. Pick that out. What a hat trick.
Episode 1 of this podcast series focuses on Ronaldo and a move to Glasgow Rangers. Subscribe now in your OTB football podcast feed to not miss an episode of this 6-part series coming to you live each and every Monday.
I think that Netherlands game is going to be in Cork as well, which is a huge for us, I suppose. But like, you have a great record in Park Equive, and it's always a great atmosphere.
I loved it. You know, I came down here last time and I couldn't wait to come back, and I said, it's just a wonderful place. Everyone wants to talk football. You know, the energy inside that stadium that day was unbelievable. And you know, I think the players felt it. The players love playing down here. I'm delighted we're coming back. But when the draw was made, I think the conversation within minutes was, how do we get down to Cork? To be in Dublin and Cork is massive.
And it's obviously about getting as many people out to support the team as possible, because we can see it makes a massive difference to the team.
Yeah, listen, if we could sell out Park Equive, I think that puts us in a position. You know, it's going to be the last couple of games. We might need it for that World Cup qualification. Mm-hmm. So, listen, they were loud, very, very loud. And if we can fill it, it will be even better. And it gives us a real opportunity to get the nation to a World Cup.
Gary Cronin's come in as your assistant. What does Gary bring to the table?
Yeah, Gary's got a real depth of knowledge within the Irish game and football on a whole. And he's brought good energy already. He's been in the building a couple of weeks. And you're laughing because I'm thinking you probably know him, right? But he's a good character. Cool. And I think the players will like him. But most importantly, he has a really good tactical knowledge. So I think he'll be a great addition.
So at the moment, you're just trying to get to as many games as possible, to as many players as possible, is that kind of thing?
Yeah, that's kind of every weekend at the moment, but also just getting prepared and making sure we're ready. I think, obviously, we've got a lot of players playing. Some are not playing. Some are in season, out of season. Mm. So it's a fine balancing act at the moment.
Obviously, the League of Ireland, it's coming up.
Yeah.
I suppose players getting to international standard from the League of Ireland would be the goal.
Yeah, of course. And look, it's tough because the League of Ireland is you know, not professional yet. It's not full time. That's really difficult, because I think it's difficult going from a part-time league into international football. Is very difficult. It's hard enough full-time players going, stepping up. So it's just making sure that we're careful and we continue to monitor and progress the league and progress the players. And I think that's the important bit, but it's time.
Yeah, and again, it's back to support as well. The more people out supporting the league, the better.
Yeah, I think the more, you know, one, supporting the league, two, getting the right people in the right places, trying to increase time on the training pitches. I think they're all going to be critical for the development of the league.
Carol, a pleasure talking to you today. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much. Thanks.